So journalism never asks, when do we, the global people, go on the offensive and establish a world in which honesty can live? That's what we want. Honesty. As to this, journalism is silent and self-delusional. They truly think that if they uncover a lie among the vast sea of them that power has generously provided, that they're somehow fighting the good fight and so part of the solution and blah, blah, blah. And on July 2nd, I heard a Swedish politician say, when asked about the fact that Sweden was the number two guns trafficker in the world, supplies killing means to hardcore authoritarian regimes, that he would like to, quote, see, and this is a paraphrase, see his country stop exporting arms to dictators, referring to the Swedish, quote, unquote. Because these guys, come on. They don't have any allegiance to anything but power. Referring to the Swedish manufacturer Saab, he spoke, this politician, as if he didn't see that the point of force in the geopolitical scene is to keep the world economy structured hierarchically. And on this point, IMF chief Christine Lagarde is likewise mum when she floats the nonsense about inclusive capitalism, quote unquote. And of course, the interviewer never asked, why do you suppose these states employ such hardcore force with their captive populace? And so the issue of keeping some folks pushed low in the hierarchy, this is called politics, so their human energy can be extracted cheaply, that's called economics, is never raised. Or rather, the unitary nature politically as well as economically of the global system is never raised. How can some imagine that the world can be hierarchically structured economically, but not politically? Or that it can be unitary economically, but not politically? And what are the consequences of intellectual dishonesty? James Baldwin, at least, took the question seriously. He said, quote, for intellectual activity, according to me, is and must be disinterested. The truth is a two-edged sword. And if one is not willing to be pierced by that sword, even to the extreme of dying on it, then all of one's intellectual activity is a masturbatory delusion and a wicked and dangerous fraud. And that's James Baldwin from No Name in the Street. And what effect does division have? And that's what this show is about. Overcoming the false divides. We all have to get on the same page globally. So we have to talk about this. It's the key means of control. As cliche and commonplace, I mean, we all know it. We told as children, divide and conquer. They'll put it on a bumper sticker for us, along with question authority, and then tell us we have free speech. See? See? There it is. The whole thing, the whole game, the whole secret, right there. You get to say it, you get to think it. Your state ain't totalitarian. Yeah, but we don't get to come together every week and discuss the implications of it together. We don't get to hear our voices discussing that until we get to the solution, the obvious only solution. If division is how we are kept under control, kept in harness, then it is only by overcoming that division globally that we can get our freedom. And what effect does division have on sensitive folk? Youth among them especially. And I say especially because this is, again, we're getting back to that whole issue of passing this mess on to the next generation. And if youth are nullified, if youth of heart are coerced to stay in the background, these are the youth we need who could take the lead because they believe in the possibility of a world in which love, heart, leads rather than greed for more. And if Miklos shows us anything, it's that we need the sensitive ones, for none could be more sensitive than he. But what he shows us additionally in showing us how much he was needed is that our sensitive souls must also be fire hardened. We must enter that fire that engulfs life and be steeled in it to help our brothers and sisters successfully resist, end the destruction. No matter how long it's been licking at our feet, no matter the soul hurts that continuously bleed, we have no choice. The gift of life demands we give life in return. That's the deal. No less for us than any other singing, flying, swimming bit of earth.